Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling, Corey Dean, and Brennan Mentz with you. Mitch has just departed the building. He's headed over to MHS for Indians basketball coming up tonight, both the boys and girls in action, and you can catch it right here on News Radio KMAN. Here in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Dave Donnert with an MHS regional wrestling update. He's been down in Hutchison all day. MHS has been wrestling since 1 o'clock, and those results continue to pour in, and he joins us right now. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, man, we are in the middle of quarterfinals matches. Right now, currently, we have Devin Norris and Mason Wallace both on the mat at the same time here. So Wallace is up 7-0. Norris just scored a takedown against Garden City, so it's a big matchup there. Start off at 106 in our quarterfinal match. Tate Cotter came up a little short on that match, so it pushed him onto the backside. But Joe Braun finally got to compete in his first match. He had a 7-2 win over Kennedy Escobedo from Dodge City, which puts him then in a semifinal match with Dallas Wilson. Dallas is ranked number 3 in Class 6A. Joe Braun is ranked number 4, so that's going to be a great match. Then we turned around and hit 126. We had a big matchup there. Abraham Sanchez against Bazan, Max Bazan from Junction City. Sanchez is ranked 6, Bazan ranked 5 in their weight class. Sanchez came out, wrestled, fired up, came in on some quick takedowns, ended up winning that match 7-4. So he has a matchup in the semifinals against Wichita Northwest, Devin Owungabefer, and he is ranked number 2 in Class 6A at 126 pounds. Then we turned around again right away and hit Bubba Wilson. Bubba Wilson came out a little sluggish, but tied things up in the third period at 3, and then took control in the fourth period, winning 9-5 against Kevin Robinson from Wichita West. He is now in a semifinal match against Derby's Brandon Becker. Brandon Becker is ranked number 1 in Class 6A. So it's number 1 against number 3 in that 132-pound semifinal. And like I said, currently we have Devin Norris out there. We are in the just into the second period, him leading 4-0. Mason Wallace just starting our third period, leading 7-0. So they've been fired up, ready to go, looks like, this time around. So we've got the... We're a little behind on team scores. Get those for you in just a second here. Sorry about that. So team score-wise, Garden City leads with 152 points. Derby's in second with 51. Lawrence Free State third with 44.5. Hayesville Campus in fourth with 40.5. And Manhattan is in fifth with 40 points. Junction City now currently sits 11th with 19.5. So we are making a run at it. We dropped a little bit, but we are in the meat of our weight classes. So we plan on scoring a bunch of points this round.
All right, Dave, that sounds good. We'll talk to you here in the next hour or so.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. Follow Tribe Wrestling at Tribe Wrestling on Twitter. This is Dave Donnert from the Salt Talk Arena in Hutchison, Kansas.
All right, thank you, Dave. As he mentioned, feel free to follow on Twitter for up-to-the-minute updates on everything that is happening down in Hutch, and we will talk to him in the second hour as well as some of MHS's top wrestlers are currently in action. Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling and Corey Dean with you. Brennan Mentz on the other side of the glass. Wanted to bring this up, and this is this is a pretty funny little feud that's taking place between Paul Finebaum and Jim Harbaugh, the head coach at Michigan. Earlier this week on his show, Paul Finebaum was talking about how Michigan has just hired the father of an elite 2019 recruit to be some sort of like a quality control something or other. I mean, they basically made up a position for him. And, and Michigan has done this before under Jim Harbaugh.
Lots of schools have done this before.
Yeah.
Including one just down the road.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a good point. But... And, okay, so on his show, Paul Finebaum said, this is wrong. It may not be illegal by NCAA standards and bylaws as of this moment, but to me, it's cheating. It's blatantly disregarding the spirit of the NCAA rule. We all know why he's doing it. This is the same person who last year accused Nick Saban of cheating and Hugh Freeze of cheating. He won't be penalized for it, but it's cheating. He needs to face up to it. Okay.
It's not cheating, though.
I don't totally disagree with him as far as, like, the spirit of the rules.
Right.
I think it's kind of a, you know, it's
I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's...
But it's technically not...
It's a loophole.
Cheating.
But again, I mean, coming from someone who covers, you know, Alabama and the SEC...
Right.
That's kind of a pot calling a kettle black situation, I think. But anyway, so this all escalated last night at 8:34... from Jim Harbaugh's Twitter account, at Coach Jim for UM. He says, Pete Finebaum, the SEC water carrier, really needs to get his facts straight, hashtag alternative facts. I'll say that again. Pete Finebaum,
right.
not Paul Finebaum.
Paul, but that's okay.
Pete Finebaum.
That makes
really
it funnier.
To get his facts straight, hashtag alternative facts.
Even if it's not intentional, that makes that tweet that much better.
Yeah, it absolutely, you know, blew up. Everyone's been chiming in on this. And then today, and I will give Paul Finebaum some credit for this, but today Finebaum changed his name on Twitter to Pete Finebaum and his logo when, because, you know, his show airs on SEC Network,
yeah.
And his logo now on his desk says the Pete Finebaum Show. So they have taken it in stride and basically gone all out with
Hey,
this.
That's fun. And why not? So yet again, both of these guys win because what's everybody talking about?
Right.
A radio show host,
yeah.
Which is exactly what he wants. And everyone else is talking about Coach Harbaugh, which is exactly what he wants to be mm-hmm. happening. So everybody wins, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I really don't know for sure if Pete was, like, if he actually made a mistake or if he was just messing with him.
So if he would have put the word sad before.
Sad Pete. or like phony Pete Finebaum or something
yeah,
like
right.
that.
Right. That would have been even better. Yeah, phony. Crooked Pete Finebaum. That's good.
Jim Harbaugh is a polarizing figure with me because on one hand, he kind of doesn't play by the rules, and I don't really like that.
Right.
On the other hand, he is very anti-SEC, and I love that about him. So I don't know fully where I stand on that, but I do appreciate what he had to say on Twitter last night.
He approaches football sometimes with the same approach that race car drivers do, which is like if you're not pushing up to the edge of the rules,
yeah.
you're probably not
I mean,
trying
he's
hard
having,
enough to win.
He's having sleepovers at recruits' houses
yeah.
and climbing trees with them.
And holding satellite camps and... Gosh, isn't he holding one in like Italy or
He's
something?
He's going to Rome.
They're going
yeah.
to Rome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
going to Rome.
They were banned from doing satellite camps in like Florida.
Yeah, in
and
SEC
so,
country, basically.
And so he said, okay, we're going to take the team to Rome for a week of practice.
And if
spring.
You are an 18-year-old high-level football recruit, who do you want to go play for? That guy.
He's just...
Right?
He's right on the fringe of me wondering if he's all there. You know what I mean? Like, he's borderline crazy, just
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need
in a
those
positive
guys
way.
As quote my coach, but I enjoy watching it from afar. The same reason why I'm a fan of anything that involves Mike Leach. Same deal.
I can
it's
imagine
entertaining
that,
to watch.
Well, I think Mike Leach, you can legitimately think he's actually crazy. So that
yeah,
you could fairly
could be for sure.
You could fairly
smart dude.
It would
make
be
that
so.
Argument.
I'm glad that Coach Harbaugh does not coach in the Big 12 because he would. I would have to hate him.
Oh my
I bet he is a nightmare for the rest of the Big Ten and especially
Ohio
State.
He would drive all those nuts, I imagine.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to head to our next break, but I wanted to squeeze that in today. I've not had anyone that I know of call me something other than Tyler Dreiling.
Hi, Todd.
But
that's not
Taylor.
True.
Taylor. Well, okay. Okay. You know what I was trying to say. I get it. That's funny. But we don't have a, like, my name isn't in the name of the show, so we would have to change it up to something else. But that's not going to happen. All right, we're going to head to our next break. When we come back, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, K-State baseball, the season is underway. They were in action earlier this afternoon down in Kissimmee, Florida. We'll have a recap of what took place as the Cats took on Ohio State. That's coming up next on the game.